Well, hello and welcome. Thank you for tuning in to the Faith Walk Show. My name is Susan F. Rosario, and I am here every week on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. I ask that you help me spread the good news of Jesus Christ by coming back and listening in and inviting your family, friends, and associates to join in with you and tune in to the Faith Walk Show again on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. and learn how to grow your faith, folks. Yes, learn to live the word in terms of learning to be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. Living the scriptures as opposed to only reading the scriptures to feel good, but as always, read and study the scriptures to be good. Yes, be that light on the hill, folks, a living and breathing example of what God can do in your life and how He can turn your life around if given the opportunity. Also on the Faith Walk Show every week, my core message is to teach on the subject of faith. Yes, teach on the subject of faith, how to develop faith in many areas of your life so that you can enjoy your life experiences. So my approach on the subject of faith involves many levels of faith. I don't always like to look at developing faith as a learning process or obtaining materialistic things in life. No, the single most important thing to do as a believer, folks, or for those who may be just dedicating their life to the Lord just recently, faith is a gift from God. Yes, faith is a gift from God, a gift given to you and I to succeed in all things God. Succeed in knowing how to trust and believe in Him, but also to succeed and press forward in those desires of your heart as well. So my prayer to you is by the end of the show today, you understand faith a little better and understand that it is a gift given to you for nothing you did on your own or even to deserve it. It is simply one of those God-given gifts so that your life experiences will be memories of thriving in your life, not being sad, being happy, and learning how to grow your faith. So before I move on into the main message and focus here, I want to give you a scripture that talks about the gift of faith. You can study it in your spare time. It comes from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. Really quick, let me read that for you before I move on. And it states here, beginning at verse 8, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and not that of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." So folks, my question to you today, are you walking in your good works using your God-given gift of faith? Now that question will bring me to the title of the message today. And the title of the message today is How to Live Your Faith. Scripture of the day comes from the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. And my message scripture focuses on using the gift of faith as a shield of protection. Yes, using your gift of faith as a shield of protection to fight off those negative thoughts, negative conversations, all those things that appear to be uncertain to the natural being. And I say natural being because our fight in life is spiritual. There's something called the natural man and then the spiritual man. And the natural man tends to live in the flesh, tends to see things the way they are. But when you live in the spirit, things are not always what they appear to be. Make sense? So here's a thought for you, folks. When you accept the God way of life, the pressure becomes spiritual. The day-to-day fights becomes the Lord's. Yes. So your fight, and folks, I don't want to sound like serving the Lord is one gigantic fight that never ends until you die and go to heaven. Everything is always a challenge. There's never any peace. No, not at all. Living for the Lord is very peaceful because guess what? He said the battle is His. So He fights our battle. We're the ones that decide from time to time to live in the natural man. And so we begin to fight spiritual things in the flesh. Cannot, will not work out that way, ever. So moving on really quick, in part, you are fighting something, folks, and the worst part of the fight is this. Are you ready? You. Yes. You become your worst enemy, doubting and complaining, deciding on any given day to do the right thing by God by keeping His commandments, or I'm just going to go over here for 2 or 3 days this week and live outside of God's will and do those things I know that are not pleasing to Him. So therefore, you're operating in the natural man, in the flesh, and wanting things to work better for you in a spiritual sense. You get my point here? I sure hope so. I have some great scriptures to teach on today and message points here. I want to move on and focus on today. Again, the title of the message is How to Live Your Faith. Scripture of the day I will teach on comes from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18, and it talks about the whole armor of God. Yes, we have an armor. Some might say it's an armor jumpsuit, but I'll read the scripture and let you decide that. So let me dive into the scriptures here. Again, Ephesians 6, 10 through 18, the armor of God, beginning at verse 10, it states, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of the wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having girded your waist with the truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all," and folks, I love this scripture here, verse 16, "above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to the end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints." Great scriptures to talk about today, folks. I got to take a break here shortly. Before I do, I want to go over a few of these scriptures. Let me take you back to verse 10 really quick. That is Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. And it states, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." So in my opinion of this scripture, it calls for us to be strong in the Lord. And the strong in the Lord means in his word, in his will for our life, which means durable, resilient, confident, secure. Also, second part of the scripture, "and in the power of his might." So I believe to mean to hold on to his authority. Yes, here it is. If God said it so, therefore it is so. So trusting and believing through your faith. Moving on really quick before the break, I'm going to drop down to verse 16. That is Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16. "Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one." So you see, folks, here it says, quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. You can now kind of see why we were given the gift of faith to use as a shield, because with faith, nothing can penetrate and disrupt and tear our life apart. We are in a armored suit, first of all, and then our shield is made of armor, the armor of God, taking the shield of faith, which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And quench means to extinguish, put out, destroy. Again, above all, taking the shield of faith, which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. So you will be able to extinguish any and everything that tries to destroy you, that tries to destroy your faith walk with the Lord, that tries to destroy your mind, that tries to destroy your heart, that tries to break down your spirit, that tries to take you down a road that leaves you destitute, alone, empty, no hope, no faith, no love. So I believe this. I believe that our shield of faith is our complete protection against the world. It helps us fight off negative, unwanted, unsolicited attacks brought on by the enemy, brought on by the world, brought on by people, things, and situations that are used by the negative evil forces that exist in the world. And before I go on, let me explain that. I believe that negative evil forces use people, things, and situations, as I just said, to shake up your life and shake you off of your faith walk with God, to turn your life upside down. That's why faith was given to you as a gift, a tool, T-O-O-L, to navigate you through those uncertain, fearful situations. You follow me? So for those who may be just tuning into the show today, you are listening to the Faith Walk Show. My name is Susan F. Rosario, and the title of the message today is How to Live Your Faith. how to live your faith, how to trust it, how to believe it, yes, how to live or reside in your faith today, not concerning yourself on what things look like, what they seem like, feel like, what someone has said or done. So again, if you have just tuned in, here's a thought you can jump right in on. Understand that to live your faith means to operate in it. Let it be the controlling force that guides you. Yes, put your faith at the forefront of every decision you make or in every challenge you are faced with, and see how the Lord fights your battles. I have to take a quick sponsor break. From GFDM Web Design and Marketing, GFDM Web Design and Marketing is the best multimedia company around. They created my website. If you want to look at their work firsthand, go to my website, faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com or susanfrosario.com. They built both of my websites and have done a wonderful job. Again, here's a little bit more information on GFDM Web Design and Marketing. And I will be right back to conclude today's message, give my final thought, and I will be right back.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Are you ready to grow your business on the internet? Begin today by hiring GFDM Web Design and Marketing to build you a professional and competitive website. GFDM prides itself on branding and marketing your products and services with an outstanding website that will better communicate you and your business. GFDM Web Design and Marketing is one of the industry's best and creative web design and marketing firms that is known for helping businesses grow on multiple levels. GFDM Web Design and Marketing Firm is affordable, creative, and can help any business compete in today's market. Call today for a special discount price or visit the website at gfdmwebdesign.com, gfdmwebdesign.com, and you'll also enter to win a free website for your company. Begin building a household name for you and your business on the internet today with GFDM Web Design and Marketing. Call 844-WEB-POWER. That's 844-WEB-POWER.
Hi, this is Susan F. Rosario, and I know you are listening in to the show today on how to live your faith. Just want to take a few minutes to give you a little background on the Faith Walk Radio Show. The Faith Walk Show is all about spreading the good news of Jesus Christ to all who are willing to listen. And my core message focuses on teaching on the transformational power of the Holy Ghost. Yes, that's right, teaching and sharing stories of faith, hope, love, joy, peace, forgiveness. Also, helping you overcome depression, fear, and anxiety using, guess what? Your faith as your foundation. I look forward to sharing with you every week. I also look forward to hearing from you. Yes, I want to hear all about your Faith Walk inspirational story. So please write and tell me what the Lord is doing in your life so that I can share your story with the world to encourage others to know where there is a will, God can make a way. So, to submit your Faith Walk inspirational story, email me directly, susan@faithwalkradio.com. That's susan@faithwalkradio.com, and tell me all about it. I will select one Faith Walk inspirational story a month. Yes, at the end of every month, I will select a Faith Walk inspirational story to read right here on this show to encourage others and help them to know that God is still listening and taking action. So continue listening in to the Faith Walk Show.
Now back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
I am back on the other side of the break talking about how to live your faith today, how to alleviate the stress and grow in God's love and peace. I had a wonderful time in the Word today. In case you are just tuning in, you are listening to the Faith Walk Show. My name is Susan F. Rosario, and the title of the message today is How to Live Your Faith. And before the break, I explained how to trust it, how to believe it, helps to live it. So don't be concerned with what things look like, what they seem like, feel like, or what someone might say or do to you, because at the end of the day, in order to live your faith, you have to know what it is. So, I want to introduce a scripture that will tell you what love is, in my opinion, and that is Hebrews 11:1, and it states, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen." So to live your faith means you have to consistently hope for what you can't see, for what you don't know the outcome of, what you are uncertain of at all times, because faith is not what you see, feel, hear, or think. Faith is what you know to be true based on the Word of God. Yes, faith is not what you feel, see, hear, or think. Faith is what you know to be true based on your experiences and your walk with the Lord. Folks, this brings me to my final thought of the day. My final thought of the day is this. What are you thinking when you live in your natural state, your natural being? Don't you know that your natural being is no fighting match for the adversary? Don't you know that the battle cannot be won unless you put down your weapon called the flesh and fight the devil smart, square, front, and center by living in your faith, not sometimes, but every day of your life? So the key is to outthink him and use your armor, the God-given gift of faith, to do the fighting for you. And last, by all means necessary, how to live your faith is just that. Live it, do it, and experience the results. Take a listen to a song I wrote and recorded to help you build your faith. It is the theme song for this show. I hope you enjoy it. The title of the song is called Faith Walk. Enjoy, and I will be right back to conclude today's show.
Stone by stone, brick by brick, please build. I'm not alone. Me through the day.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
We all need a faith walk, yes, 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 a path that will lead us to heaven's doors. Folks, I have some wonderful news today. Our first Faith Walk story of the month comes from Letty from Riverside, California. Letty from Riverside, California wrote, "I went through the biggest storm of my life over the last few years. Recently divorced, left with a 4-year-old son to care for alone. A single parent, I had no job, no car, no future. And the Faith Walk Show helped me through my depression. Susan F. Rosario's message encouraged me so much, she let me know that I wasn't alone. Because of the Faith Walk Radio Show, I held on to all I had, my faith. I stood on my faith and I weathered all the storms. I thank God for my new career in advertising today. I am finishing my education and on my way to receiving my master's. I pray my Faith Walk story will help others to keep going no matter how bad it gets. I made it through the storm and so can you. Once again, I thank the Faith Walk Radio Show for encouraging me to keep the faith."
You are listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
What a heartfelt story. It truly touched my heart. Lethy from Riverside, California was our August Faith Walk inspirational story. I am looking to select our new September Faith Walk inspirational story within the next few weeks. So please don't wait too long to submit your personal story of faith to encourage others to know God is still listening and taking action. Again, the Faith Walk Show would like to thank Lethy for having the courage to tell her story and letting others know it's never too late for God to fix your life. So if you or someone you know want to grow their faith as Letty did, Hebrews 11:1 will tell you what faith is and how to make it grow. It states, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen." So as I said earlier, to live your faith means you have to consistently hope for what you can't see and what's uncertain, because faith is not what you feel, see, hear, or think. Faith is what you know to be true based on the Word of God. Well, I have run out of time today. I have had a great time sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. Feel free to visit my website any time of the day or night and download this show and all of my archive messages, my music. You can also download by visiting faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. Folks, one last thought. As always, remember, God is love, joy, peace, forgiveness, all-knowing. And if that wasn't enough, He left you with the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you see Him through the eyes of your faith. Until next time, in Godspeed.
Listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.